The province will address a major pinch point on the commute between downtown and the West Shore by widening and seismically upgrading the twin bridges on the Trans-Canada Highway over the Colquitts River and Burnside Road. The $35.5 million project is expected to start this summer and be completed by the fall of 2025. The Ministry of Transportation and Infrastructure said Highway 1 and Burnside Road West will remain open during construction, with lane closures limited to off-peak hours. No changes are planned for bus service during construction. A bus on shoulder lane will be added to each bridge, connecting and extending the bus lanes in both directions from Tillicum Road to the Mackenzie Interchange. The changes create a continuous transit corridor between downtown Victoria and the Mackenzie Interchange, reducing traffic congestion and improving service reliability, the ministry said. We know this area is only getting busier and it's crucial we have a strong transportation network that people can count on to get to and from their work, homes and families between downtown and the West Shore, Transportation Minister Rob Fleming said in a statement on Friday. The Twin Bridge project includes environmental improvements to support the habitat in and around the Colquitts River. A new bridge deck drainage system with a rain garden and sediment catch basin will be installed to filter roadway runoff to improve water quality in the creek. The ministry worked with the region's local governments and environmental groups to complete the designs. The project is part of the province's South Island Transportation Strategy, which focuses on highway, transit and active transportation improvements in South Island communities. The province is contributing $23.5 million and the federal government is contributing $12 million through the Investing in Canada Infrastructure Program. The construction contract was awarded to Pomerlo Inc. D. Closter at TimesColonist.com.